Kovac doubted that anyone Dempsey had ever partnered with knew much of anything about him. But everyone knew Dempsey had lost it in the interview room when they had first questioned Carl Dahl for the Haas murders. Dempsey had exploded into a rage that was 3 times bigger than he was, totally out of his head. It had taken 2 other detectives to pull him off Dahl, ranting, eyes rolling back in his head, practically foaming at the mouth. He had had to be sedated. Kovac tried to imagine Stan Dempsey lying in wait for Carrie Moore in the parking garage, rushing out at her, knocking her down, hitting her again and again. You fucking bitch. You fucking cunt. The rage was there, pent up behind that hangdog face and emotionless demeanor. Kovac grabbed a pen and a receipt from Domino's Pizza and scribbled a note to see if the video geek could zoom in somehow on the weapon. If it was a police baton, that wouldn't be a good thing. Stan Dempsey lived maybe a mile away from Kovac. His house was a small story and a half with gray shingle siding and white trim. The yard was scattered with stray leaves that had drifted across the sidewalk from a maple tree on the boulevard. Kovac went to the front door and rang the bell. The house was silent, no barking dog, no Stan. He rang the bell again and waited. Where would Stan Dempsey go this early on a Saturday morning? The supermarket for his groceries? He struck Kovac as a kind of guy who would eat liver and onions and hash and all those kinds of food that normal people wouldn't eat. Tongue, oxtail. Still no Stan coming to the door. Kovac tried to turn the doorknob, locked. He could have gone for a walk. Maybe he'd gotten out of town for the weekend. An old fragment of memory made Kovac think Dempsey was a fisherman. Maybe he had a cabin on one of Minnesota's 10,000-plus lakes. Kovac moved off the front step and went to the picture window that faced the street. The drapes were closed. He couldn't see inside. Around the side of the house, a lace curtain hung in a window that might have been a dining room. But the window was shorter vertically than the picture window, and Kovac wasn't tall enough to look in. He went around to the back of the house. A charcoal grill was in its place near the back door. Inexpensive white plastic furniture sat on a concrete patio, a single chair and a small table. A lonely tableau. Kovac grabbed the chair and went back to the window with the lace curtain. What he expected to see, he didn't know, but he hadn't expected what he found. A small, traditional dining room, the walls painted a weak mint green. A traditional cherry buffet, a traditional cherry wood dining room table, with an arsenal of weapons laid out neatly on top of it, and a video camera sitting on a tripod pointed at the one chair pulled out from the table. Oh shit, Kovac said under his breath as his stomach dropped.
Can I help you?
Kovac looked over his shoulder to find a tiny old lady in a lavender-flowered housecoat and slippers that had been made to look like white rabbits with floppy, pink-lined ears.
I'm a police officer, ma'am,
he said, getting down off the chair. He pulled his badge and ID out of his coat pocket and showed them to her. She squinted at them.
Mr. Dempsey is a police officer, too, she said. A detective.
Yes, ma'am, I know.
I'm his neighbor, Hilda Thornson.
He wanted to tell Hilda it wasn't a good idea to approach a stranger who might have been looking to rob the place, but now was not the time.
Do you know if Mr. Dempsey is home? He asked.
Oh, no, I wouldn't know that. Why, is something the matter?
Maybe, Kovac said. His mind was racing. Visions of Stan Dempsey eating his gun flashed through his head. He didn't want to find that. He'd handled a couple of cop suicides in his career. He didn't want to look at another dead cop and think, there but for the grace of God go I. He didn't want to have to tell another wife, child, girlfriend, that their loved one had chosen to end his life because the emotional pain of that life had been just too much to bear. Family never understood the why of that. Why hadn't their husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, father, mother come to them to unload that pain? Why hadn't he or she gone to a minister, a priest, a rabbi, a shrink for help? They didn't understand that cops felt no one understood them but other cops, And still, cops didn't confide in one another about the problems they had. They didn't want to seem weak to their peers, didn't want to give superiors a reason to look at them. Kovac felt guilty all of a sudden that he hadn't made more of an effort to get to know Stan Dempsey over the years. Maybe if he had, the guy would have had at least 2 white plastic chairs in his backyard.
"I need to get inside Mr. Dempsey's house," he told Hilda Thorensen. "I'm afraid something might have happened to him."
The old woman looked alarmed.
"Oh, dear."
Kovac went to try the back door. Locked. Shit. He was too damned old to be kicking doors in.
"I have a key," the neighbor said, "for emergencies. Wait here, I'll go get it."